At least 65 people are killed, 200 wounded, and a string of car bombs and roadside blasts in Iraq. Massive explosions, including at least 12 car bombs, ripped through Shia districts across Baghdad and a Shia-dominated town just south of the capital on the eve of the 10th anniversary of the US-led invasion.
Two explosions took place in that city, causing so many casualties and damage. My car and that of my friend were destroyed.
Innocent people were having breakfast, and all of a sudden, a car bomb went off. You can see the damage. Houses were demolished.
Well, following the bombings, Baghdad postponed provincial polls for security reasons. Security forces have arrested 26 gunmen in the capital. So far, there's been no claim of responsibility. Al-Qaeda-linked insurgents have stepped up their attacks this year. The violence is being seen as an attempt to trigger sectarian tension and undermine Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's government. Mr. Zayd al-Issa is a Middle East expert. He's with me now live from London. Let's get his thoughts on this. Welcome, Mr. Issa. Now, what do you think these bombings are about and the groups behind them? Of course, we know that Al-Qaeda is being blamed, but what is the ulterior motive here?
Well, basically, the bombings carry the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda. They are well coordinated, they are criminal, coward attacks which are designed to inflict the maximum damage on the innocent civilians there in order to undermine the government of Iraq. We know that since 2003 that Saudi Arabia never recognized the political process in Iraq, never recognized the fledgling democracy in Iraq, and went out of its way with strenuous, continuous attempt to destabilize, discredit, and derail the political process in Iraq. It has been joined recently by Qatar, and they have been throwing their weight and their support behind the protests. And these protests, which have been going on in Western Anbar, have basically continued despite government concerted efforts to meet the demands of the protesters. They have adamantly refused to acknowledge that the government have met their demands because the Saudis and the Qataris are using those protests to actually provide Al-Qaeda with the right atmosphere and the environment to flourish. And it is those protests that have revitalized and reinvigorated Al-Qaeda in terms of the radicalization which is necessary, and in terms of ramping up the recruitment that is desperately needed by Al-Qaeda. The other factor which has contributed is that Saudi Arabia and Qatar have been going out of their way, funding, arming, and also providing salaries to Jabhat al-Nusra, which is part and parcel of Al-Qaeda in Syria. And they have both bolstered the position and also the influence of Al-Qaeda. They need to destabilize Iraq. Saudi Arabia needs sectarian conflict in Iraq to convince its people that it is the defender and the guardian of Sunni Islam, because the popular uprising in Saudi Arabia have surmounted the sectarian divide. So the Saudis want to demonstrate to their people that they are engaged and in confronting and combating an external threat from the Shias, mainly from the Islamic Republic of Iran, and they are at the forefront of dealing with that threat to stave off any internal unrest in Saudi Arabia and to convince their people that anyone who engages in any unrest in Saudi Arabia is actually committing treason and betraying Sunni Islam, which is totally untrue. And the people of Saudi Arabia have seen their regime standing and defending secular regimes in Egypt and also in Tunisia. Right. So it's all about thwarting any attempts to actually transform the region in a democratic way.
Mr. Zayd al-Issa, Middle East expert with us there from London. Thank you very much, Mr. Issa.